With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. The Senate today rejected a temporary spending bill, and with less than 2 weeks to go before a government shutdown, there's little sign of compromise on Capitol Hill.
All but the most essential of government services are set to shut down unless Congress can pass a continuing resolution by September 30th. The stopgap measure set for a vote in the House on Friday would keep the government up and running until mid-November. In the Senate, Republicans predict Minority Leader Chuck Schumer is holding a losing hand as he refuses to compromise with the GOP, hoping to blame Republicans for a likely shutdown. Bob Agner reporting.
President Trump spoke by phone with Chinese President Xi Jinping today and announced afterwards he will meet with Xi in South Korea next month and then will visit China early next year. Apparently, a lot of Americans have found something else to do instead of watching late-night TV.
An AP NORC poll finds only about a quarter of Americans watched a late-night show at least once a month in the past year. Among those who did watch on a more or less regular basis in the past 12 months, a third are Democrats, compared with about 2 in 10 Republicans or independents. The poll was conducted after the announcement of Stephen Colbert's show being canceled, but before Jimmy Kimmel was shown the door by ABC. Rich Thomason, Washington.
Many conservatives are cheering the FCC chairman's threat to punish ABC over comedian Jimmy Kimmel's comments about the death of Charlie Kirk. But Republican Senator Ted Cruz is not among them. On his latest podcast, Cruz called the FCC threat to ABC dangerous, and he compared Chairman Brendan Carr to a mafia boss. All green arrows on Wall Street this afternoon. The Dow is ahead by 150 points, the Nasdaq up by 107. This is SRN News. Two Virginia students are going to federal court, as we hear from SRN's Michael Harrington.
The two boys attend Stonebridge High School in Ashburn, and when they complained about a girl being allowed to share a locker room with them, they were accused of sexual harassment and suspended. The Founding Freedoms Law Center and America First Legal is suing to have the record of the suspension removed from the students' records. Similar cases are cropping up all across the nation as school officials promote transgenderism. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The new leader of the world's Catholics has sat for his first interview with a Catholic news organization. Pope Leo addressed a number of topics, including the ongoing priest sex abuse scandal. He admits it's a real crisis that has not yet been solved and that the church still hasn't found a way to help victims heal. But he also thinks the rights of priests must be respected. The Pope adds that the scandal cannot become the center focus of the church. This is SRN News. Jason Walker reports on turmoil at a major college in the Lone Star State.
Texas A&M University's president stepping down following criticism over a classroom video that showed a student objecting to a children's literature lesson about gender. Initially, that had led to the professor's firing. The resignation, though, of school president Mark A. Welsh III was announced Thursday by Chancellor Glenn Hager. He says it was, quote, the right moment for change at one of the largest universities in America. Welsh's departure comes after the video put him under criticism by a number of GOP lawmakers. Jason Walker reporting.
Gen Z has seen its credit score drop more than any other generation over the past year, largely because of student loan debt. The report comes from the credit scoring company FICO. More at SRNnews.com.